right, trying to connect with Joe in Minneapolis. I'm going to give it one more shot. Chuck Crabb is in charge.
Frozen lines up there, maybe. You never know.
This will be Chuck's first time at a microphone, so hang tight.
See what I do. Well, we're going to tell you a little bit here. For me, Michael, I've got a little travel tomorrow. Indiana and Purdue, a second straight weekend of dual track and field competition. That's going to be pretty exciting. We had Tennessee with us last week. Boy, just an amazing situation with everything. Seeing two teams going head-to-head, you just don't have that very often anymore. People like to go to where bank tracks are available so they can get the best times and best performances. In our case, we're going to West Lafayette where they have a 200-meter flat track, and that means you get some asterisks sometimes against times in the 200 meters because the way that tracks are ranked now throughout the United States. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and see how well Indiana and Purdue will be doing in that one, and should be a lot of fun. They've got Chuck and Equity in the men's weight throw. We've got a fine group of performers that keep coming on. Purdue's doing really well also under Coach Lonnie Johnson. We'll see how well their sprinters and hurdlers and long jumpers do. They kind of line up well there, and so we'll see how it goes. That's a 1 o'clock dual meet, West Lafayette. Now, don't let the weather disintegrate too badly on me for that travel.
I will not do that. It's going to be fine tomorrow. It's only a 10% chance of precipitation.
Well, it's Sunday and Monday we have to look forward to.
Oh, that's right. That's,
yeah, details.
Good news is it's too cold to snow.
Well, but we'll have I tell you, Monday, we'll have a lot of varsity teams that will be doing in-service here in the community. Joining with other campus organizations for the Martin Luther King holiday.
And that is coming up on Monday. 750 at WGCL. Excellent work there, my friend. On the telephone with us from the Arctic Circle is our good friend Joe Smith. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Hello, fellas. How are we doing?
All right, Joe. Yes, sir. Always a pleasure.
Yep. Not quite as chilly, but the Arctic blast is coming in on Sunday, 14 below for a high.
Well, that's good because you'll leave about 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon and won't have to deal with it at all. You're in Minnesota. It's the Hoosiers and the Gophers, 12:30 Big Ten Network on Saturday. And we've got Big Friday high school basketball going on, Joe, and it's Edgewood and Owen Valley. I see both teams are 3-1 in the division. Well, let's hear what's going on tonight.
Well, it's a night when all three of our Monroe County Fives hit the road. A title implication certainly for Dave Mahurin's Edgewood Mustangs win, and they win the East Division and play for a conference title at the end of the month, lose, and they'll play for fourth. Tonight it's rival Owen Valley at Patriot Hall, who's dropped three in a row. Not in any mood to roll out the red carpet to the red and black, and Coach Dave, he won't be a happy camper if he watches another repeat that occurred a week ago tonight at Brown County when the Mustangs didn't answer the bell and got rung up by 15 points. Joe Quito, he'll direct the offense again for Edgewood, nearly 7 assists and 4 steals a game. Cole Craddock and Cooper Bybee, who has really come on strong with his scoring, he's bumped it up to nearly 15 a game. And he has helped supplement, along with Cole and the rest, Braden Patton, 17-point-plus average. Chayton Howard, a young sophomore, is steadily getting better, shooting 59% from the field, 8 points and 4 rebounds. And that has certainly helped out Patton inside, who's been yanking down about 9 rebounds a ball game as well. Austin Boyd, Cam King, Lane Tremble, some of the senior veterans for Chad Smith's crew. They've been around the block a few times in these regular season battles and can well remember last year's 27-point blowout by the Mustangs, which really was the exception to the rule. Owen Valley has won 3 of the last 4 regular season meetings. Jock Talk with Coach Dave at 7. John Callahan, Terry Stoltz describe the action. Along about 7:30, 7:45, depending on how the girls' game finishes. And we hope well for Gary Sims' Mustangs, a win. And Edgewood completes a 5-0 worksheet, and they win the East in the WIC. Owen Valley, though, has won 3 in a row. This one will be a good one. 6 o'clock, the girls' varsity start. at Patriot Hall. Non-conference road work ahead tonight for the city schools. South will look for its 10th over at Columbus East. The Panthers also looking for 4 in a row. Favorite son, Brent Chitty, always gets his Olympics ready to play the Bloomington schools. They've won 2 of 3. Coming into this one tonight, Andy Hodgson's North boys at Martinsville. Over the last 30 years, this series all knotted at 17-17. The Cougs will try to make it 2 straight after last year's 15-point win. The Cougars have dropped 3 of 4, and after a 7-0 start, Martinsville has cooled off 1 of its last 4. Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, following the Edgewood game tonight here on the airwaves.
And the girls were in action last night. Joe, South got Lauren Leal back. Addie Blackwell threw a 19, but Mooresville, they've been good forever, it seems like.
Yeah,
the Pioneers.
I think that makes them about 14-4 now.
You're exactly right. They defeat South. North had another tough night. Avon wins that game with all of that. Big game in the Big Ten last night as we saw the Iowa Hawkeyes go to East Lansing and beat Michigan State for the second time in their 4 games this year. Iowa has they're 4-0 in the league, Joe, and they've won at Purdue, at East Lansing, and beat Michigan State at home.
Yeah.
My goodness. And it was 22 at half, 47-25. Iowa shot the lights out and didn't falter in the second half. They win. They're tied with Indiana, first place in the Big Ten. Pacers are back in action tonight. They are, I believe, at home. They host Washington. The Wizards come to town. Victor Oladipo had a big one last night, 27-6-6 as the Magic. They didn't win in London. They fell to Toronto, but a big night for the former Hoosier there. And then tough news for the Pacers. Rodney Stuckey is out 2 weeks with a foot injury. So plenty to do. And in the 8:45 hours, we will preview the Brown Furry Rodents. They've had a struggle. They've lost 6 straight. They've lost 9 of 10 and are residing in the basement. Well, it's probably the warmest part to be in Minnesota.
Whatever Sunday holds. Oof. Minus 14? Wow.
Not much fun at all. But we'll get caught up with that at 8:45. Sound good?
Sounds good. We'll be here.
And your forecast for Bloomington here on Big Show Friday, January 15, 2016. Nice and warm today. That's not the issue. Mm-mm. Cloudy and rainy. Chance of rain is 100%. Cools off as the night continues and the next front moves through. 27 tonight. Mid what tomorrow?
What, 1?
Give me something.
7? What'd you say?
It sounds like a bingo game, but it's true. It's not
single digits.
It's not very good on Sunday. That's for sure. Tomorrow is Saturday. Temperatures in the low 30s and cooling off as we get closer and closer to Sunday. Temperatures in the teens tomorrow night. We only get to the teens on Sunday. Well, now we have an improved forecast.
Oh.
It's 21 on Sunday, 1 for the overnight low, 16-7 on Monday. So it is nasty. But the good news is, besides this rain, no precipitation until middle of next week when we could see some snow. Updated forecast, live radar, find it all at WGCLradio.com. Speaking of snow, we sent our man on the street to Minneapolis this morning to see if he could find any. Joe, did you find any snow up there in the Great White North?
I tell you what, until we had that warm spell yesterday, we had more snow on the ground than Minneapolis had, surprisingly, when I got in here last night.
But, really?
Well,
wind chill isn't measured in inches. It's measured in how many layers of skin is burnt off your face.
Julie, how you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad. A little different schedule coming up early, but it's an early game here, actually a morning game tomorrow for the...
Yeah, it's 11:30 up there.
Oh,
Minnesotians, so...
Breakfast.
You know.
Breakfast.
That's
breakfast
right.
With the Gophers.
Yeah.
Joe Smith will not argue with it. I'll say it for him. He'll be on the plane at 4 o'clock, home by 6, and he has no arguments
That's
with
not
that.
Bad.
Quick turnaround this week for the Hoosiers, too, Joe. The good news is when you play on Tuesday next week with Illinois at 7 o'clock on ESPN, you'd like to have the first game out of the traps on Saturday so you can have some extra rest. Joe, Minnesota's 0-5 or 0-6 or whatever they are in the league. They've lost 6 straight. They've lost 9-10. You can't say it. I will. They stink. And Indiana should run roughshod over them tomorrow and keep their lead at the top of the Big Ten standings.
Well, I tell you, it's a double dose of crimson for the folks here in the Twin Cities with both the men and women playing hoops here over the course of the next 2 days. There's a headline in the Minneapolis Star Tribune this morning that reads, "A bright sun will be cold comfort for the weekend. Yeah, the high tomorrow will be -1 with a wind chill of -25. And then Sunday, when Terry Moore and his women come in here at Williams Arena, it'll be 8 degrees below zero for a high with a wind chill of 35 below zero. But we play basketball indoors, and the Hoosiers are looking to move back ahead of Iowa with a win last night. The Hawkeyes, very impressively, at Michigan State. They are now deadlocked with Indiana at 4-0 atop the Big Ten, but Indiana, with a victory, would like to move back out to 5-0. Iowa plays Sunday. They'll be hosting Michigan. It's the first of two meetings this month for the Hoosiers against the winless Gophers, getting acclimated to the different start time tomorrow. Coach Tom brought up his Hoosiers last night. It is an 11:30 start tomorrow morning. Squad will get in a good shoot-around practice of about 2 hours later tonight at the Barn at Williams Arena. Sight of some clunkers, we hope, is not the in the works or the case tomorrow, especially against a 0-5 team. But I'm here to tell you now, here comes first place Indiana. They're unbeaten in the league. They're back in the top 25. I mean, those are all intangibles. Gophers, maybe they do stink, but they will be ready. The Hoosiers have to take the approach. You get in, get the lead early, focus for 40, take care of business, get back on the plane, and be 5-0. Tip time in Bloomington will be at 12:30 on BTN. And really, the same script for the women. They're looking for their first Big Ten win on the road after beating and having a nice win against 18th-ranked Michigan State on Wednesday. Now, Minnesota lost last night on the road at Purdue, 84-72, so they're 2-3. Indiana 2-3, and of course, they play well. Rachel Barnum can score with the best of them in the country, and she'll be back here in Minneapolis in the friendly surrounds of the Barn to see what she can do against the Hoosier women on Sunday. And again, tip for that game back in Bloomington will be at 3 o'clock. Hey, a shout-out tonight to Coach Dwayne Goldman's 20th-ranked Indiana wrestlers. They're in action against Maryland at UGM at 7. Indiana looking for its second Big Ten dual meet win within the regular season for the first time in 6 years. And Nate Jackson looks for another win. He's unbeaten in the Big Ten, 22-2 at 174, up to number 6 nationally. Big Ten Wrestler of the Week, looking for another win tonight. Again, go out and support him tonight at 7 o'clock over at UGM.
And wrestling is free, Joe, and that's always a good thing as well. Take the kids out and have some fun. Nate Jackson, as you mentioned on Tuesday night, just a great young man and great wrestler. Good, yeah. Couple good problems to have. Tough night in girls basketball last night here on the high school beat as the Panthers and the Cougars. Mooresville went south. Mooresville's it seems like they win 18 games every year. You look up at the end of the season, and it's a good
Mooresville.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're well. Mark Hurt does a great job up there. They beat them by 5 last night. South won. They go back in conference Indiana play. They'll be on the road tomorrow against Columbus North. North will host Franklin Central in conference Indiana play. They're struggling this year. The Cougar girls got thumped last night, but we'll see what happens tomorrow against Franklin Central. And glancing at that ball game, a 2:30 start in the Cougar den. Hey, we got a couple of Conference Indiana championships up for grabs tomorrow. Voorhees Park Pool over in Terre Haute, 9 o'clock, north and south. Competing for the Conference Indiana Boys and Girls Swimming and Diving Championship. And South Glass will host the Conference Indiana Conference Indiana Wrestling Championships tomorrow on the home mat starting at 9. Edgewood will host its quad duels at 9 o'clock as well.
And speaking of Edgewood, busy night, boys and girls.
Yeah,
a lot
on the burner tonight over at Patriot Hall. They're going to start things with a big chili supper about 5 o'clock.
You had me at chili supper.
Yeah, I tell you. I hate to admit, Callahan will be there. Stills will be there. So Callahan will probably be the first in the door with knowing that the chili supper is on the plate. But anyway, the basketball playing starts at 6, and it's, Gary Sims, the Edgewood Mustangs. The girls can wrap up a 5-0 East Division title with a victory tonight. Owen Valley, those won 3 in a row, as I mentioned earlier this morning. The girls And then over on the guys' side, it's always scratch and scramble. You know, that game should start about, 7:45. We'll have Dave Mahurin on with his comments at 7, and John and Terry will take over soon after that. So a whole night of basketball, too, for the price of one. Patriot Hall and Spencer ought to be nice and warm and toasty in there tonight.
And we'll have it all for you live on the airwaves, followed by Bob Lovell. We can listen also live at WGCLradio.com. Joe, we got the NFL playoffs starting tomorrow, pregame at 4 for Kansas City, New England, followed by Green Bay, Arizona. Seattle and Carolina get things started, 12:30 pregame on Sunday, so a very, very busy weekend. We hope, is it BYODI in Minnesota? Is it bring your own de-icer? Is that how you get get back on the plane and get home in time on Saturday night? We wish you safe travels.
It's standard equipment up here, believe me.
Yeah,
it is. Unlike,
I mean,
unlike
heat
and sunshine.
It's like a bolt for your turn signal.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody's got it laying around. Lock de-icer, plain de-icer, just de-icer.
You've got it.
Instead of water coming out of the drinking fountains, it's just de-icer in Minneapolis.
So Terry and crew, if you're listening, they're coming up a little bit later, but... again, that's the latest forecast here. So 35 degree below wind chill for Sunday. So an 8 degree negative high.
But the best thing about
supposed to be 16 below zero for the low tomorrow night here. So,
but the good news is it's an indoor city, and basketball is an indoor game. So it's all connected by hamster trails and tunnels. You don't even have to go outside, do you?
No, they have good duct tape up here so that keeps the wind out.
That's right.
Cracks. Let's hope that's the case tomorrow at 12:30.
Let's shoot them out of the gym. And the only thing I'm looking for tomorrow is the same intensity on the road in a hostile environment. That's a hard thing to do, Joe. Showing up and being more talented than Minnesota isn't a hard thing to do. Showing up and shooting the basketball well isn't a hard thing to do. Indiana does that. The hard thing to do is play hard. That's what great teams do. They bring it every night.
Yep, you got to, especially when you're on top and looking for a Big Ten title. I mean, I know it's early, but hey, that being said, this is going to be three Big Ten road wins, and we're just middle of January.
Exactly right. And with Iowa already winning at Purdue and at East Lansing, these are must-win games if you want to be in that conversation.
You
be safe.
That.
Stay warm.
Alrighty.
Thank you for joining us on a quick early morning. We forget Minnesota's an hour behind.
That's right.
Enjoy that 16th pot of coffee and bring us home a winner. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All righty. Have a great weekend.